We're looking forward to another quality evening meeting at Hamilton Park on Wednesday night when the first of seven races starts at 5:50 and we go all the way through to 8:50, and for the time of year, lovely ground for flat racing. It's great to see Holly Doyle making a rare appearance at Hamilton as well. She's come all the way up for a couple of rides. Before this, she's had four rides with two winners, and even I can work out that's a 50% strike rate. She'd won ride without success on her most recent visit in 2020. Her very first ride at Hamilton Park was a winner on a horse called Courier back in 2016, and her most recent winner, her second winner, came in 2018 on a horse called Warm Hearted. Holly's first ride is on Teresa Grace in our 6:20. This is the award-winning Hospitality at Hamilton Park EBF Restricted Maiden Stakes, a race won last year by Perfect Power, who went on to win twice in Group 1 company and who is one of the favourites for a big race at Royal Ascot in about a week's time. So you don't know what you're seeing here at Hamilton Park in terms of horses going on to huge successes on the biggest stages of all. Our two feature races are both worth £13,000, the 750, the betitracingtv.com handicap, and the 820, which is the Sparkle and Shine Christmas Parkay Nights handicap, also over 6 furlongs. Holly's second ride is Fly to Glory in that 750. That's a race that's got a quite a strong look about it. For example, Eternal Glory for Charlie and Mark Johnson comes off the back of a win at Wolverhampton, a horse that's also been second over course and distance at Hamilton Park last July. Holly's mount, Fly to Glory, one run on turf so far, and it was a fifth placed effort at Haydock Park last time, but a double winner on the all-weather earlier on in the year at Newcastle in February and March when ridden by Holly Doyle herself. The 8:20, the other feature race of the night, well, Tuke Dunedin will be a popular choice, trained locally by Keith Dalgleish. The top apprentice, Ryan Sexton, is on board a horse who's gone up by £4 for a win at Ayr last time, over 7 furlongs. Indeed, his last 10 races have come over 7 furlongs, even though he's got winning form at tonight's trip of 6 and indeed 7 furlongs. So all in all, tremendous action at Hamilton Park. As always, remember, book online for the best deals on those tickets. But as always, again, you can pay on the turnstile. Rock up on the gate. Remember, 7 races, 5:50, and Hamilton Park during the summer. You see some good quality racing. You see some top horses, all the top jockeys, and plenty of top trainers as well.